All right, just a quick video to the despair guy. So he's got another video. Huge imperfection in the sense we have variable frame rates again. So all you have to do is have a couple of the non-frames, one extra non-frame, and you change the numbers. So the given velocities are obviously so perfect. You know, one could question whether, did the experiment really come out that perfect? So we're going to count the frames, and you'll see that nowhere near conclusive evidence of anything. All right, so we're starting at the 1 centimeter mark, and we'll go to the 1 centimeter mark, so we'll go 10 centimeters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, pretty much. A little bit more than 5. All right, we'll wait for the other cart to start moving. Go another one. Okay, so it's almost at the 2, but not quite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There you go. 5, 10. So, and again, there's variable frames in here. So, you know, I could, if I started the cart at, say, this 10 centimeter, you know, right, this inch mark, then I could have possibly gotten 2 dead frames on this side. And if I started it at this, say, 3 mark or 4 mark, I would have gotten less dead frames in the other one. And so I could make the numbers move in either direction. So, you know, completely inconclusive evidence. So 5, 10, exactly as 1/2 would predict. Obviously, you know, there still has to be enough energy left over to move the other cart the other way. I didn't bother measuring that. It's going less than a half centimeter. So it's certainly a lot less than a quarter of the velocity that went in. Less than. The velocity going in was about 2 centimeters. So, not useful again. So again, you think this proves something. These are demonstration experiments. These aren't experiments intended to prove a fact. They're just to demonstrate what they claim to be a fact. And obviously they can fudge. So I'm going to tell you overtly. So let's go to where they play the numbers. So they call it just a heavy glider, light glider hitting heavy glider. They won't even say it's twice the mass. And so these are the numbers. So these numbers could have come from any experiment. We don't know which experiment they could have. They could have come from any one of the experiments they did. So this could have come from having a cart that's 3 times as heavy. What do we don't know. They mean nothing. All right, and the rest of these experiments they did from a distance, you can't even see the collision, so what's the point? I mean, if that's a replay of the same experiment, it's obviously got a weight on it. We don't know if it has 2 weights still. It looks like the same experiment, but, you know, from this distance, there's just, you know, is there really much point in doing the frame rate crap? Especially a variable frame rate video. So again, look, you want to keep arguing for this thing. I've already pointed out if this experiment is proven to be real, then there is free energy. And we all are never going to have to use oil again, ever. You know, we'll never have to pay a fuel bill ever again, because free energy is a real thing then. You can't bang something into something, get more momentum out of it. If you have more momentum, you have free energy. You can't logically unravel that. You can't make that go away. The free energy is real. It's in a direction. You can collect it. You can multiply it. Well, there's no point. You're all dead-brained asswipes, so fuck you. There's nothing to say. So again, you're convinced by this piece of crap of an experiment. Okay, fine. Then there's no hope for you. You know, especially when it's a bold statement. The creation of energy. The proof of the creation of energy ought to be a little bit better than this. Shit. Yeah. Still haven't explained what the clay is doing on Professor Lewin's cart. Ugh. This is just... So you really think those numbers matched the frame rate numbers. That there's a consistency there. 5-10 is the same as, you know, whatever, 403 something, right? No, it's not. 5-10 is showing 1/2. All right, enough said. Fuck it. You people are hopeless.